a great event at Duncan Park on Saturday. And it depends on your access. If you want to just go to Brewfest as a regular person, it's 1 to 4. If you want to get the VIP, or they call it VIG, very important goat, you can get in at noon. And we'll be there, I think, between myself and with Christine and Saul from 96.5 TSEFM. We'll be there from noon to 4. I think I'll be there 2 to 4, but who knows? I'd like to see Christine and Saul, so I'll probably come a little earlier and get some crossover time with them. And the Brewfest is a great opportunity. Like we talked earlier, that I go into a liquor store or whatever, and I'm like, ooh, that looks good, but I don't want to spend $16 on a 4-pack that I might not like. So Brewfest is a perfect opportunity. A bunch of brewers, especially some great local ones on hand, and some distillers too. So you can sample the product and then decide if you like it enough to buy it. I mean, I think that, and it's also fun, live music and food and a whole bunch of other stuff. Tim Restall joining us here. Tim, sorry about that. You know, you share a 603 with the guy who ran this contest, and the guy said, we're here, give us a call. And so I thought Matt had you, I had him on the line and not you. So that was my mistake.
It's all good. You know what? We're not going to be giving away gold on Saturday, but we're going to have some great breweries and so that fans can sample. So it's a close second. You know, I think people rather come out and sample beverages at Duncan Park versus win, you know, a bunch of gold and money.
Now, how long have you guys been doing this?
Yeah, we've been doing it since year one. So I think this is our 8th year doing it. We took a pause during the pandemic, but it's been a great event, and people love it. And we're making some additions or changes for this year, where we always have like a mini golf course that people can partake with, and now we're going to put that on the field. So we're going to put some more field games. People are going to have access down to the field. So it's going to be, you know, like everything, as it evolves, it's like, how do you make it, you know, how do you make it better? How do you make it a better better experience besides having such great breweries come out and be part of it?
You know, when you think about it, like mini golf is fun. A lot of times we just do it with our kids. And like for adults to be able to play mini golf and have a beer, because like there aren't a lot of opportunities to do that. You can't go to Pirate's Cove and drink beer while you're playing. So I think that's an awesome idea. I love it. And also people need to understand, like, between seltzers and distilleries and cider, it's not just beer.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something for everybody. So we a lot, you know, as this has grown, we've realized that, again, it's not just beer. So we have some great distilleries. We have a lot of seltzers. It's a really fun time.
Any new, like, I mean, there's like a couple dozen brands here. Anybody new or anything you want to bring any extra attention to in terms of the companies that are going to be there?
You know, there's great local, like Alvarium, Weeha, you know, those are great local breweries. We have some also, you know, Lawson's does a phenomenal job, and we're excited for them. Illicit Brewing out of Manchester is going to be there. So there is, you know, and again, like you mentioned it, it's a great way to experience different beers, different spirits. And without having to go buy that four pack for $16,
yeah.
You know, it's a great time and a lot of fun, and it helps and all the 100% of the proceeds go to our foundation. So it's a great way to support our community program.
And so a couple of things, and our buddy Kurt over at Thomas Hooker, they'll be there too. And, you know, I think it's a great point because people don't know the Argos Foundation, they've been, you know, super generous in a lot of different ways, and including our holiday store, which we're incredibly grateful for. We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Harvard Yard Goats. Again, the Brewfest is basically noon to 4 on Saturday, and if you get a regular ticket, it's 1 to 4, and if you do the very important goat, which is a little bit of higher access, you can get in at noon. Can they go to the Yard Goats website? How do they get tickets, and what's the cost, and give us the details? And then I have a question about a thing if you don't have this year, you got to add for next year, but first give us the details on the, you know, where they can go to get tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. YardGoatsBaseball.com is the best place to go tickets, or you can stop by the ballpark. But yeah, it's Tickets are ranging from, you know, $70 to I think it's like $90 for the VIG. So it gives a good opportunity to come in a little bit earlier and get some neat benefits that you'll have to see when you get here. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So really, you know, 1 to 4 is the main time. And if you get VIG access, you get to come in at 12.
Yeah. And the best thing to do is get a group of friends, get a driver, and come in as a group. And they have obviously options for people who aren't drinking. And I think that's the best approach. The thing I wanted to ask you about, I had never seen it before. Maybe it's because I haven't been out since I had kids, which has been years. The snackless. Like, people would come with a necklace of, like, salty snacks, from, like, bags of chips to, like, multiple pretzels on a necklace. And I feel like from a vending stand, you should sell those.
You know, it's funny. We've talked about it, but, like, everyone that brings it, they're so proud when they make it. Like, it's sort of like a badge. So we're like, well, you know, like, we're never going to make it as good as, like, you know, when the fan has it on. So yeah, that's an interesting, maybe we'll work on one. We'll design one for WTIC and we can get that for Saturday.
And we'll make sure it's a low overhead, so it's not a big risk for you. Again, the Brewfest is Saturday, 1 to 4 at Duncan Park. Again, there's going to be mini golf on the field. Tons of different. I had some. I met the guy who runs Quiver, the spiced honey spirit, over at the Makerspace CT event on Saturday, and that stuff is delicious. And that's locally done too. It's based on a Lithuanian, you know, after dinner drink, and they'll be there. And there's a whole bunch of locals. So, and we'll be there from noon to four. Again, Christine and Salt and myself. So definitely come and say hello. I want to ask you one quick baseball question before we let you go, Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats. I want to congratulate Bobby Meacham for manager of the year in the Eastern League. What are the odds of him, you know, going to the show, or do you think he'll be back?
That's a great question. I know he loved it in Hartford. And you know, I would always say prior, you know, working in 20 some odd years in minor league baseball, I never thought it was, it all depends on the team, but the manager made such a big impact. So we hope Bobby comes back next year. He's a great addition, and I know the Colorado Rockies like him a lot, but, you know, in minor league baseball, it's about development, and whether you're, you know, a rookie or a veteran, they want them to develop, and I know their goal is always to get to Major League Baseball, so, to the show. So we'll see. He had a great time in Hartford, and I was able to connect with him before he left and talk about, you know, ways that, you know, we can do better for him in Hartford, you know, at the ballpark with the baseball stuff. And he was very appreciative of fans and all the support and, you know, for the team.
Awesome. Yeah, he's a good dude, and he knows the stuff. So I really enjoyed working with him this season. And as always, listen, Brewfest, 1 to 4 on Saturday at Duncan Park. Go to the Yard Goats website for tickets, and we'll see you there. Tim, have a great day. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats.